Many of the people we spoke to were civilians who have been caught in this fighting that is going on between the government and the armed opposition. Many were concerned that the situation was getting worse day by day, and they were telling us that they were getting little protection from either government forces or others. This was becoming a real issue in places like the city of Deir ez-Zor and Homs and Aleppo, of course, which experienced a big increase in violence and conflict over the last 6 weeks or so. People were also very concerned about access to food, to water, to electricity, to schooling, and other types of medical services, for example, especially in those areas where the fighting was very heavy.
What were your main sources of information?
Our main sources of information were many Syrian people who spoke to us. We were able to get around in the country and go out with the military observers to areas that were affected by the fighting. We saw heavy weapons being used, other kinds of active fighting. We talked to government officials, we talked to civil society members, community leaders, members of the armed opposition, all those who have been affected by this fighting.
And can you say who's mainly responsible for the violations committed in Syria?
Well, the International Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria recently came out with a report that found violations by both parties to the conflict. But we must be clear that the violations are different in scale, gravity, and frequency, and are affecting civilians in different ways. For example, the government's use of heavy weapons in urban areas is affecting civilians very seriously. The armed opposition is detaining people illegally in some cases, and also committing some executions of people who have been detained who are alleged to be members of the government. There are also widespread reports of lots of extrajudicial executions by government forces when they do military operations and end up in certain areas. There have been many reports documented of this, and the Independent Commission of Inquiry lays out this information very well.
In light of the current situation and the conflict in Syria, what could be done, maybe from the international community and also from the parties inside Syria, to protect human rights and to protect these civilians?
Both parties, and we would call on the government in particular as the prime actor that has an obligation to protect civilians in this type of situation, to do exactly that, to do much more to ensure that civilians are not attacked, that they do not suffer from bombing or use of heavy weapons that is indiscriminate, that they are given enough warning to leave areas before any sort of military operation. On the opposition side, we would say also you must do more to protect civilians and ensure you are not placing yourself in areas where there are lots of civilians, making the area more likely to be attacked by the government.